is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. One passenger was shot and killed when a gunman commandeered a city bus overnight in Los Angeles. Kara Finstrom of KCAL TV.
The MTA bus flashing emergency 911 call police right across the top. Surreal scene. LAPD cruisers trailing it into downtown LA. A spokesperson for the department says it appears the driver pressed a panic button. That also alerted police.
A suspect was taken into custody. Helene is now a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico, and Weather Channel forecaster Stephanie Abrams says by late tomorrow it could come ashore along Florida's western coast.
Helene is getting directed by a high to its east and a low to its west. These two systems will bring what's forecast to be a Category 3 hurricane into Florida. After that, it continues inland, and what's left of Helene will bring rain to the Mid-South this weekend.
Ukraine's President Zelensky warned at the UN today that Russia is planning to attack nuclear power plants and the infrastructure in his country.
As of today, Russia has destroyed all our thermal power plants and a large part of our hydroelectric capacity. This is how Putin is preparing for winter, hoping to torment millions of Ukrainians.
Israel says it intercepted a Hezbollah missile apparently fired at Tel Aviv. President Biden warns an all-out war there is possible but avoidable. Still a dangerous scene outside Cincinnati where the chemical styrene began leaking from a rail car, prompted officials to tell people nearby to leave. John Kiefer with the rail line says the leak has stopped, but there are fears of a possible explosion.
As it stands right now, the rail car is no longer venting. We are still working with the professionals through this process to ensure the safety of the community as well as the emergency responders.
Well, federal health officials are getting the word out now about vaccines before flu season.
Dr. Bob Hopkins with the National Federation for Infectious Diseases says,
as was the case during last season, we're dealing with multiple respiratory diseases circulating now, including influenza or flu, COVID-19, respiratory syncytial virus or RSV, and pneumococcal disease.
He says despite having safe and effective vaccines, too many people say they have no plans to get vaccinated. Nearly half of all U.S. adults say they don't plan to get a flu shot this year, and a staggering 61% say they plan to skip getting the COVID vaccine. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Wall Street. Right now the Dow is down 232 points. The S&P is down 5, and the NASDAQ is up 19. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine will honor World War II hero Staff Sergeant Ralph Bode on Friday. It'll be 80 years to the day after he was shot down over Germany. A procession and military aircraft flyover are planned to commemorate the recently identified remains. Former Kenosha Unified teacher Christian Enright will face trial in April. He faces 22 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly sending Snapchat messages to a student. The Racine Fire Department is warning about fires caused by faulty lithium batteries. They advise using certified batteries and to properly dispose of the ones you've got. A $15 million development, including a Culver's, is proposed for a 9-acre site in Kenosha. The Plan Commission will discuss rezoning the land near the Northside Pick and Save in November. Minnesota's First Lady Gwen Waltz will campaign for Kamala Harris in Wisconsin's Wow counties tomorrow. The visit will focus on abortion rights in counties Trump won 4 years ago. And the Kenosha County Parks Fall Wheel Ride is scheduled for Saturday. It'll start at the Kemper Center. It's an 8-mile lakefront ride to Petrifying Springs Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Up potential playoff preview looms this week.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Gorgeous day today with bright blue, beautiful sunny skies and high temperatures hitting perfection right into those mid-70s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, and a few more clouds filtering in for Friday. Next shot of showers moves in on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
WRJN and a DJ that didn't hit the stop button right away to put on Paul Harvey. But I am going to take care of that right now for you. It is time for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story here on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows to ever air on WRJN, call us during business hours. Here's the number, 262-634-3311. That's 262-634-3311. And you could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's.
Now, the rest of the story. Anna was a woman for all seasons. She was kind of like a figure on Keats' Grecian urn come to life. Truth and beauty were the motivating forces in her life. They were translated in the most practical terms. Anna was a school teacher, in the sense that we used to think of school teachers, one for whom education was the loftiest conceivable ideal. Her personal passion, however, was architectural design. Anna loved buildings. I mean, the grace of a certain spire or the arch of a window would thrill her beyond words. There was a certain timelessness about Anna, who was in many ways ahead of her time a century ago. Hers was an ultimately logical approach to life, except for that one thing. Anna proposed to control destiny. She was going to shape it to suit herself, and she did change the shape of the world. And that is the rest of the story. Anna was born in Wales. She was five when her family emigrated to the United States. For Anna's parents, education was equivalent to salvation. It was the one human activity through which man was capable of rising above the animal state. As a youngster, Anna was infected with this philosophy, came to believe in it with all her heart. She was to become a country school teacher, and as a logical extension of her lofty principles, she would pursue beauty in every form. Anna was 29 when she married. Again now, logic ruled her decision. She was at the best age. Her choice had been that of a highly educated man. In her new home, Anna's love of beauty manifested itself everywhere. Fastidious etchings on clean white mats, spotless net curtains, bowls of ferns and flowers tastefully accenting uncrowded rooms. Architectural design became a special source of fascination. Buildings of all kinds. Anna loved buildings, from the most intricate Gothic ornament to the simplest colonial cornice. No facet of an edifice escaped her eye, nor her appreciation. Anna's husband had subscribed to a publication called Old England, a periodical replete with lavish pictures of English architecture. It was the pictures in that magazine which inspired Anna to believe that she could, in fact, control destiny. You see, when Anna learned she was expecting a child, now listen to this, she determined that not only would it be a boy, but that one day he would be a great builder of buildings. And to guide the future of her yet unborn baby, she clipped full-page engravings from that magazine, Old England. Portraits of magnificent English cathedrals. She had those portraits placed in simple flat oak frames and hung them on the walls of the room that was to be her son's nursery, where most nurseries would have pictures of dollies or animals or such. Not on this room. Architecture. Before his birth, she intended her son to become an architect. The fine buildings that Anna loved, she declared, one day would be designed by her son. Well, today the evidence of non-biological prenatal influence is debatable, but it never was to Anna. She had no doubt she would extend her love of artful architecture through her unborn child, down through other generations, and across a dozen nations. For Anna Lloyd Wright was the mother of Frank Lloyd Wright. Her son was indeed her son. And now you know the rest of the story.
Began. I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet. fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter.
Timeless is WRJM with Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. There ain't no mountain high enough. And I know you love the tunes from the 60s and the 70s here, but remember, there's even more timeless hits. On Sunday morning, WRJN presents Lou Regani with Music of the Stars. Really going before Elvis, Buddy Holly and the Beatles, Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Old Blue Eyes, Sinatra. He does the show Sundays from 7 to noon, and it is awesome. You got to check it out this Sunday here on WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
By the way, Time and Again Music and more in Sturtevant are going to be sponsoring our Artist of Record contest starting next week right here on WRJN.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great.
twist in there, twist in the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night.
Sam Cooke on WRJM, local news, timeless hits. Got the Hollies coming up. Lou Christie, too. Remember Lightning Strikes and Elton John right now? Todd Rundgren.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you or seeing anything as much as I do you, I take for granted.
WRJN. You know, we play Paul Harvey Monday through Friday, 7:25 with Don Rosen, and somewhere around 12:05 every weekday here on WRJN. But when I kind of guessed right away that it was going to be Frank Lloyd Wright when Paul Harvey started talking, sometimes it's kind of fun when he does and the rest of the story to figure out who the name is, because he'll tell you the story and then he'll tell you the name of the person or whatever at the end of what he's talking about. And I remember wondering if, you know, right away I thought it was Frank Lloyd Wright. I was wondering if they were going to bring up his mistress. You know, he had a mistress. They lived that beautiful, beautiful place in Spring Green, Wisconsin. That was the love cottage for Frank Lloyd Wright and his mistress. But there was a grisly story behind that as well. So I'm like, well, normally the stuff is only like 3 minutes in that. He can't possibly be talking about that. And of course, no, it wasn't. It was like, who is this kid that this woman is having? And it was Frank Lloyd Wright. But that's the beauty of the rest of the story, because it's kind of like a mystery and you got to figure out, you got 3 minutes to figure out before Paul Harvey tells you who the story is about. Brewers are going to be in Pittsburgh tonight, game at 5:05, and you will hear it here on WRJN. But right now, we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Another Kenosha Culver's won't be discussed for another couple of months. The Plan Commission in the city recently heard plans about a $15 million development that could bring a Culver's and other businesses to a 9-acre site next to the Northside Pick and Save. It would go along 30th Avenue. The plan seeks to rezone the land from agriculture to commercial use and includes four separate commercial buildings. It'll be up for discussion at a November meeting of the Plan Commission. Racine will remember World War II hero Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie on Friday, 80 years to the day since his aircraft was shot down over Germany. The day's events, made possible by the recent identification of Sergeant Bodie's remains, will include a procession from Storino Funeral Home to Graceland Cemetery. People are invited to line Osborne Boulevard in tribute. A military flyover at the cemetery is scheduled for just after 10 a.m. You've got a little over a week if you've got interest in getting on the Racine Common Council. Officials are seeking applicants to fill a vacancy in the 14th Aldermanic District following Alicia Jarrett's resignation. Eligible residents of the district have until October 4th to submit their applications. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Gorgeous day today with bright blue, beautiful sunny skies and high temperatures hitting perfection right into those mid-70s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, and a few more clouds filtering in for Friday. Next shot of showers moves in on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
When the sun comes up.
downtown.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign.
News, timeless says, tell a friend about WRJN. Coming up just after one, I'm going to give you the next go for the green or gold text to win contest keyword for your chance to win gold next hour and be in the running for a $1,800 Green Bay Packer prize pack. Green and gold, my favorite colors. Here's Holly's WRJN.
Down.
Oh, they had some great songs, didn't they? He and Heavy is my brother. Right here, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. The Hollies, WRJ. And they still tour, by the way. They just got done with a big UK tour last year. And at least two of the original members are still in the Hollies. I love that when it happens. So WRJN have got the Packer games. Yes, this year as well. And you can hear it live. They're taking on the Vikings this Sunday, 10 a.m. is the pregame, noon kickoff. Packer football on WRJN is sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions at Southeastern, Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and receives finest and best sandwiches for over 50 years. Tomorrow is the meatball sub. Ask me how I know. Alrighty, Gabriel the Promoter online at GabrielPromotes.com and by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And if you're going in there for anything, make sure you thank them for being sponsors of Packer football here on WRJN.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Baby,
They tossed the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news and timeless hits right here. WRJN. And speaking of the news, CBS National News coming up. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and sports and weather. I'll just minutes away right here on WRJN.
Yeah. local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Dedicated to the one I love.